Sam Smith, the owner of the hottest tune around right now. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
I'm not too bad. You're very welcome. I'm just back from 5 days in Lisbon, so the voice is a little shattered.
Ooh.
I'll be honest.
Ooh, stunning. And I love Lisbon.
You've been on my mind as well. I was sitting in a McDonald's yesterday and Too Good A Goodbyes came on and I was like, that's such a tune.
You know? Oh my gosh, I mean, that's a tune, but also I just love McDonald's.
Oh. A meeting of two perfect worlds, shall we say.
Yeah.
The new tune is Unholy, which is also a banger as well. Kim Petras is guesting. Fourth album en route, this is the lead single. You're bringing the raunch, Sam. You're bringing the raunch.
Thank you. I've saved it for the last three albums and saved it for the fourth.
I've seen you talk about this one, saying that it's time for your villain era. Time to get a little bit sexy. Can I ask, I don't know how much we're allowed to talk about this album, how much has been kept secret, but is the whole album along these lines, or are we still going to get a lot of those heart-wrenching ballads as well?
No, the album is... Unholy is unholy. It's the only song that does what it does. There's other songs that are in that world, for sure, of filth. but the album is very eclectic. There's no... two songs that are the same. Every song is completely different on the record, and I've worked so hard on this album, and I really can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Speaking of eclectic, you didn't exactly sit at home recording this one. You were in Jamaica. How glamorous.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing. I mean, it sounds glamorous, like I was on a beach having a cocktail the whole time, but I was in the studio the whole time. I worked really hard. But it was important for me to get out of the UK after COVID and everything, and get some friends and get in a studio and be inspired again, and kind of celebrate being together again, making music after so long.
I feel that. Was the whole album done in Jamaica, or just a number of songs, or how did it work?
Yeah, just a handful of songs, and then a lot of it was also done in England.
Okay, very good. You've adopted your newfound fame as a TikToker in fine form. This track, of course, really blowing up since you kind of gave that little tidbit there. What was it, the middle of August or thereabouts? Because when I heard the track in full, it struck a chord with me, and I was thinking, where have I heard this before? And then it was the dance routine video that yourself and Kim had worked out, which I found was phenomenal. But my favorite thing on your TikTok is the reaction videos you've been doing.
Yeah, it's so fun. You know, TikTok was a whole new world for me a year ago, and now I'm having so much fun on it. It's an amazing way to see people being creative. So I love just eating food and watching TikToks.
Yeah, none more so than yourself. That's what I was going to say. It doesn't get much more creative than reacting to somebody either covering or dancing to your track whilst eating a packet of Monster Munch. You know what I'm saying?
I know, dreams, right? Dreams come true.
And it makes you so relatable as well, because I do love a good packet of Monster Munch. You know, I'm thinking...
I love Monster Munch. I love crisps, actually. Oh. Like, I take crisps over chocolate.
This is... funny thing is, I was only saying this to friends last week, and having been away this past weekend in Lisbon, I judge a holiday and a country I visit on their crisps.
Oh, me too. And me too, 100%.
Given a man who would spend so much time in America, I imagine you would miss the home UK flavoured crisps a lot.
Oh, of course. I really genuinely do. They call them chips here.
Of course.
Which is odd. But yeah, I definitely miss crisps, and I miss sausages from home. I don't mean that to be a pun, but I genuinely miss sausages.
Something else that blew up massively on TikTok as well, Sam, is the Betty Boop tattoo. I saw such huge reaction to it.
Yeah, I know. It's called my silly leg, my left leg. I'm just putting loads of weird tattoos on it, like colourful tattoos. I'm quite excited.
Has Betty Boop always been a bit of an inspiration, or what's the story there?
Oh, I've always loved Betty Boop. I remember having like a figurine of Betty Boop when I was a kid, and I was just obsessed.
Mm.
Yeah, I love Betty Boop.
Now, one of the main talking points of this new track, Unholy, is, of course, The Body Shop. A club that's been open since the 60s on the Sunset Strip in LA. It was the first all-nude strip club. I was not aware of that, so thank you, Sam Smith, for putting that on my radar. I'm going to leave this as my
last... How do we know it's about that? I've never confirmed that.
Well, that's what the internet is saying, Sam, and the internet rules the world these days. So I think we're just going to have to fall in...
The Body Shop could be a car garage.
That's very
you
much...
You know what I mean?
Sounds like a hell of a car garage. I'd like to go there to get my motor fixed up. I might send myself in for a service. But tell me, in terms of this particular one of Remembrance, have you ever been on a fully funded work trip, maybe receipts kept, reconnaissance mission to just see what it's all about, or any inspirations there?
No, I've never been, unfortunately. But I've heard lots about it.
I'm sure that they would probably offer you a lifetime membership, gold VIP status level that you would already be worthy of, but giving them such an anthem pin their hat.
Well, something tells me that that's probably not my vibe, that club.
Right.
There's probably other ones that would be more my vibe.
Lastly, I saw you mention as well the music video for this track being one of the highlights of the whole release thing. When can we expect to see the music video? Because I had a scout around online. I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing live performances.
No, it's not. Stay tuned, because it's going to be coming soon.
Awesome.
And it's an amazing video. I've worked so hard on it. Me and Kim and the whole team who are part of it have worked so hard on it. So I cannot wait for people to see it. It was so fun to make as well. Like all my dreams came true in terms of music videos and what I wanted to make.
Oh wow, that's a hard sell, I gotta say. That's big talk. I can't wait to see this. If it's anything like the red LED lit live performances I've seen so far, I'm sure it's gonna be something special.
Thank you. I hope you like it. I hope I haven't picked it up too much.
Well, I'm sure I will. Listen, fourth album, I'm assuming there's no release date announced yet on this, is there? Is it all very much under wraps, or how are we looking?
Yes, there's no release date yet, but again, it's all coming soon.
Okay, excellent. Well, listen, I'm excited. If the first track is anything to go by, I'm buzzing for it. Wishing you every success, and congratulations on the new track. It's amazing, Sam. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to chat to me. And I can't wait to be in Ireland and singing. I can't wait.
Well, we can't wait to hear you in person. See you soon, Sam. All the best, okay?
See you soon. You too. Stay safe.